It's time to talk some technology with the great technology lover himself, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, Valentine's Day the other day, you wanted to remind everybody that there are scams floating around out there. What can they have to do with Valentine's Day?
Yeah, look, I mean, unfortunately, those who are looking for love, looking for a date, I guess some people can sometimes fall for scams out there. And there's a lot of romance scams out there. In Australia alone, so we're talking about just Australia in 2021, Australians lost $56.1 million to dating and romance scams. Now, that's not including any other scams that go on. That's just in that category of dating and romance. So it's, you know, people who are falling for love online, people that they've never met yet, people that they're then asking for money to help them meet up and things like that. And sadly, $56 million left our pockets just last year.
I know it seems easy for me to say, but isn't it as simple as if you haven't met the person, don't give them money?
Look, and it's easy to say that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think for some who are vulnerable, really looking for somebody to be in their lives, and they get all these beautiful promises and things like that from the person that they think they're talking to, sometimes it's easy just to fall for their scams because they're getting very good at it.
If you have experienced that, what can you do about it?
Look, I mean, the best thing you can do is get in touch with the folks at ScamWatch, report it to the police as well. Sometimes there can be something done about it. And unfortunately, a lot of the times if you have passed money across, sometimes there's not a lot that they can do in terms of getting it back. But it usually helps the police come up with who it could actually be, because if they start combining multiple reports together, they can hopefully try and track down people. But it's very, very difficult. So the best thing is to look for those warning signs. You know, does it sound too good to be true? Are they asking for money early? Do they sound like that the relationship is moving way too fast? Because usually they don't have time to actually be talking to. They want to start getting the money quickly.
Yeah.
Start looking for those warning signs so you can just stop it in the first place.
And I dare say, well, you were saying there about getting the money back. If $56.1 million is leaving Australian shores, there's not a lot of it coming back at that rate. So please take a great deal of care with who you think you're in love with out there. Now, speaking of love, a lot of people love KFC, and there's some great news for those lovers.
Look, there really is. And there is a drone delivery service called Wing, and it operates in Canberra and some parts of Queensland at the moment. It's almost a good excuse for me to travel to those areas. They have now added KFC to their drone delivery service, which means that you could be at home and from your phone, you'll order whatever it is from KFC that you're ordering, and it will fly directly to you. No stopping in traffic, no traffic lights, nothing like that, up to 100 kilometres per hour to your home and then lowering it down to your driveway so that you can get that KFC as warm as possible.
It's fair to say it's the last flight that bird will ever take. I've got to ask, mate, when people are using a drone delivery service like that, is there somebody sitting there controlling it, or is it programmed to go from a location to a location and just go by itself?
So with Wing, they do have a central control tower, but there isn't actually someone actively flying it. It does go on a program, but it is constantly monitored, almost in the same way that you have a control tower for airlines coming into an airport. Wing have their own that monitors all the drones and their activity. So if someone was to try and hijack that drone and steal that KFC before it gets to your place, someone at Wing would know about it.
Somebody standing there with a shotgun. I can just see it. It's an amazing skit, just thinking about it. And it's only a matter of time before any number of other fast food merchants take on the same technology, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been around for a couple of years now. I think last year they delivered thousands of roast chickens because they had a partnership with a grocery store as well. So, you know, Wing has been operating for a little while now. It's just now that they've brought KFC on board. But, yeah, you've been able to get loaves of bread, bottles of milk, even egg cartons delivered. And it's been operating really well. I actually feel like I do need to go and test this.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind giving that a run myself. I reckon they need to come up with a heavy-duty drone that can bring a case of beer to a person's house. That's the next level, mate.
If they start doing that, then good luck to the bars out there. We're going to be in trouble.
That's true. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk technology next week.
Thanks for having me.